know if it's in this case shkayim. So first we'll discuss in terms of somebody wants to split his dira into two, whether one has the right to do it or a person could go ahead. So this is something which is here all the time. So, I mean, the Gemara in Tav Samach and Bava Masa says that a person has, you have a chatzar in your Shofet has a chatzar, and he wants to go ahead and open up another, add on to his house, open up another Pesach, open up another entrance. So the Gemara this says, basically that's a stir between the Reish and Shefa, and the Gemara says it depends. If you're opening up, and adding on, and you're opening up, oh, perfect. If you're opening up, and I got me basically, you build a second floor in your house, you're not opening it up to chatzar Shofet, you can open it up. You can build a room inside your house. One other gabi besa, you could build like a four, place it a besa. The Gemara says somehow that, the Gemara says you build it into your house. Which wasn't a situation in Seifa. So the Gemara says that normally you can't open up another entrance because Marvin said there, I have more people going through more traffic, can't open up another doorway to the Chedem Hachigal, to the Chatzar. Mashenkein, if you're building in your house and you're splitting your house, but it's inside, so then the Gemara is saying you could do it. That's why Pastor Shulchan Aruch, want to shift from, want to go add on another floor, open up his house, the neighbor could stop him. But if you're splitting your dira, and inside you're splitting, there's only one entrance to your house, then it's not going to be a problem. And so a lot of times the split dira is the way it is, like you walk into the dira and there's two doors, one there, one up, one down. That's okay, because you're splitting inside the house, and you're making any more Pesach, that's going to be okay. Mashenkein, if you're making another door to the outside, then you're allowed to stop him, and because you're making more entrances, and therefore you can't go ahead and do it. Therefore, sometimes people make like a roof apartment. So if the entrance to the roof apartment is through a person's house, then you can't stop him. I think if its entrance is through.
What's not me in the same traffic?
What do you say? So the traffic is like this. So you can't stop me. Let's say one person has 16 kids, one person has 2 kids and a dog, right? So the guy who has 2 kids can't say, like, when you have 18 people and I have 2 people, and therefore it's all right. There it says, what I'm doing in my house, I want to add on people. You can't go ahead and do it. So for in my house, like, that's what brings the space. One guy wants to have more people, wants to bring his mother, his grandmother, his cousin. They want to, you can't stop people from adding people to come to your house. But adding on another door, so there that I have a right to stop you. So therefore, the guy splitting the door inside can't stop him. Again, if the guy's splitting it, so this takes care of, like, most of the problems. Remember my building I used to live in? The guy, somebody bought it. This guy is a handler. The person who owned it wanted to make a yechida in his apartment. So, like, very lucky guy, like 15 kids. He wanted to make an extra apartment. His apartment, so the neighbor said, no, they know that. Then he sold it to somebody. The guy split into 6 apartments. It's unbelievable. Since then, the building has about, like, they call it the hotel, like 40 yechidot in that, I think. But so bad some do they have right to stop him? Basically, if he's doing inside his apartment, they don't have right to. If he's making separate entrance, then they don't have right to go ahead and do it.
Fine. The bias stays the same because you know right.
So in terms of vada bias, so the minhag is that if you're having a separate person there, like a separate family, and you're splitting it inside, and you have to pay double. If it's not a separate family, then you know, like we said before, you get as many people as you want.
Is changing a family deal to a bachem deal.
So also. You have a right to do it. You have no right to stop. So the bachim aren't allowed to maybe make noise. And there's a certain amount of noise they're allowed to make, and whatever is normal, they're allowed to do. But the hats and the chur, they would not be able to go ahead and stop it. Fine. In terms of adding on a porch or something, can you add on a porch and can a person be my favorite? So the Gemara brings down a case over here. I mean, the one's not really learning it, but the cat today was learning it. The Gemara says that if you have a ziz, you want to put out a ziz, and you want to bring it up, it's like a barrack, like a porch, and you want to add on. So the Gemara says basically that it's totally basically if there's a cave in the stem or not. If it doesn't bother the person, then you can't stop me. If there's some type of something which is going to bother you, then you could go ahead and stop me from going out and doing it. So basically, if I'm going to add on a porch, if there's no reason why I should be bothering anybody, and there's no hezek to anybody, so then I'd be quick for me this time, and you would have no right to stop me. But if it's something which would bother somebody, so then you have a right to stop the person and go ahead and do it. So this comes up a lot of times. The person wants to put an air conditioner. So you put an air conditioner. So you want to put the air conditioning unit against the wall on the outside of the building. The wall outside of the building, technically, everyone owns it. It's Chatzor Shofen, everyone owns it, and Batsam, everyone owns it. So the person, does the person have a right to be Melech or not? So, if there's no reason why I should bother him, then if not, he has no right to be Melech. If he has a reason why he should bother him, then it could be Melech. So what could be a case? So one time a guy is putting up the air conditioning unit there, and it's right in the place the guy makes a sukkah. So one thing Joe's got the schach, two is maybe it's passes area of the sukkah. So you don't have to know how big it is, whether it's gimel by gimel, dalet by dalet. If it's not gimel by gimel, so then it doesn't really pass on anything. So that means most times it's not going to be gimel by gimel. Air conditioner. Yeah, most times people go crazy.
You can't
tie
it, you can't sit underneath.
What?
You can't tie it, you can't sit
underneath. No, so I'm saying most times it's not going to be 3x3, that's going to be a problem. 3x3 is this way, it's going to be 3, but it's not going to be this way, 3 talking. Very rarely. Probably
more. You use sukkahs 7 days a year.
No, so the question, I don't have to let you do something on something which I own. It's a chashash shifim if it's gonna bother me. If there's gonna be a.
It doesn't bother you right now, 7 days a year.
Okay,
so little.
Have a right to, find somewhere else. I don't know if you can't find anywhere else. Okay, then we make a shikol. Like, whose hezek is gonna be more of a hezek? Noise, so let's take at times. I don't want you to put the air conditioner thing over there because it'll be noise from the air conditioner.
Yeah. It's like a normal.
So it's a normal thing. So basically, if you have another place to do it, like you're putting rats out of the guy's window, so then maybe they got a diner. But if you have no other place to do it, so then it's a das cane, it's mukubal, they what they're doing. What gets complicated is, let's say one guy can put his rats in the window and it's going to be noisy. So you have another option if you have to pay extra 300 shekel of extra piping. Go ahead and to put it further away. Who has to pay for it? So the answer would be depends. If it's like is very, very noisy and the guy's a good tiny nuts and if not, you'd have no right to put it there on the guy's right to stop you. But if it's just the guy is over like the neighbor we spoke about last week, I think owns the street, overly whatever, then I mean then that's in the person would not have to go ahead. Okay, fine. Let's move on to talk about the chazakas on Chesed Tashmishim and chazaka of in terms of parking spots. People, like in my building, there are 5 parking spots. So, as of like 10 years ago, only 2 people had cars. As time went on, more people getting cars. And now the fights are starting to start. Like I said, I've been parking here since you were like a young man. I've been parking here before you were born, you know? And the question is that considered a chazaka or not? Same thing with sukkahs. There's always issues. One guy's been building a sukkah, and now the guy wants to fight, wants to take it over. So the question is, what's going to be a halacha in terms of cheskas tashmishin? So cheskas tashmishin is a sukkah in Bava Basra that if a guy uses something, so you have a chazaka to go ahead and use it. What's the lumdish of it? The lumdish is that because a person doesn't see a person using his thing, something which is a tashmish kavua, person doesn't see without making macha, and if I don't make macha, that shows that I'm going to be mechot to you. That'll be the concept of chesed tashmishim. So first of all, how long does the person have to use it in order to be considered a chazaka? We know chesed gemal shanim by karka, you need 3 years in order to be considered a chazaka. The shayah is going to come with chesed tashmishim. I'm using your thing. We have this svara that you're not going to go out and be mechot, then you'll be mechot right away. I might be mechot. How long is this? Probably rishayim, bashpam, rambam, ban. Is it right away, or are you going to need 3 years with a taina? So das and mechaber, svadim is that right away, if I do something in your rishus, which batsmi should have got been meichel, not meichel, that shows you meichel me, and I'm right to go ahead and continue using it. The ramav is all stira, the stira from kovah hey, kovah dal, it's stira back and forth. It's mechlekes in the chareim, the goinos, that the ramav is like the mechaber, other learns the ramav is mechlek on the mechaber, and it comes out a big mechlekes.
The chazak is mechlek.
Yeah, yeah,
if there's a new
so let's discuss that in a second. So now the whole chazaka, so the couple of things you say stuff here. So rule number one is the more makes a chazaka is sulam mitzri or sulam which is more kaveyam. The only time it's because the chazaka, if something which is a lamayim, which is a kviz, something which is not a kviz, then that's not going to be considered a chazaka. Why not? Because if something which is using it aray, you're not using it a shimus aray, so there's no reason for me to go ahead and make my chukas. What's the big deal? Right now you put down something which you can just move. It's not something which has a kriyas. Therefore, it's not considered a chazaka. Different kabra paskins. You put something which is just aray, and you're not being my kabra there. You're not attaching it, and it's just sitting there. I could go ahead and afterwards and say I never really gave permission. We're like, what do you mean? Much as if you put a sum katan, it's not kriyas of a chazaka veray. That's not called a chazaka. And everyone I could tell you to move away because. The reason I wasn't meichel is someone which is aright, not bekvias. Therefore, that's the reason I wasn't being meichel. Hashem gain, if it's someone which is bekvias, I go ahead and I nail something in. Then we already say I should have been meichel. In fact, I wasn't meichel. I should go ahead and that shows the mechilas. Okay, so this gets into the big shadow. What's the halacha with sukkos? So, with a sukkah, one guy builds a sukkah 1 year, and the next year another guy comes along and he wants to go ahead and take the guy's spot. Does the guy have a chazaka or not? So based on what we said, is sukkah something which is a kvias or is not a kvias? What are we saying? We're saying aray is not a kvias. Why? Because you just come, take it away. So therefore, that's the reason why it's not. If it's something which is kvua, like a nail it in, then ekonami. I should have screamed, why didn't I scream bloody murder? The pshat is, I go ahead and let you use it until, I let you use it until maybe I need it later. You go and use it. Now the shayla is, when I get a sukkah, what's going to be halacha? So there are two different cases, there are three different cases. There's one case, let's say we start off, there's room for everyone to build a sukkah. There's enough room for everybody, you build there, I build there, this year I happen to go away. So with there, kipshutai, it would not be considered a chazaka. Because if there's room for everyone to build a sukkah, I can't be meichel you. Everyone takes a spot, there's room, so there's no reason why I should be meichel you. There's room for everyone to build a sukkah.
So what's the case that this year he wants that one spot?
No, so the case was there used to be a nice big area. Now somebody went and added on to one side of the building, added on. Now there's only half the amount of space now. That's a classical case. There used to be tons of space. They add on now. Now there's half the space.
So the people that built in the leftover space last year still have it.
So then, yes. No, now the question is, I was last year over here, so I should get it. And the guy says, no. Last year we're over here because there's room for everybody. Now there's room for anybody. What's going to be? What's going to
happen? Someone has his back.
What?
Someone has his back.
No, let's take the analogous. It was like, say, last year, there's room for everybody. So everyone was very happy. Now this year, all of a sudden, the building added on, and now there's half the amount of space. So now they start going out. So the guy says, I mean, last year, I built a sukkah for 30 people. I'm not doing anything less. So the guy says, yeah, well, they built 30 people, because there's room for everybody, not there's room for anybody. So you don't have a chazaka. Now the question is, do you say the guy's a chazaka because the guy should be meicha or not? So, call number one is that if there's no reason to be meicha, everyone had enough space, and there's room for everybody, and that's next to the chazaka. All basic chazaka is, I should have screamed. I didn't scream because room for everybody. I'm sure I was moichi you, I let you. It's just this year I let you, it's okay. And therefore, that's chal number one, that there won't be chazaka. Chal number two is, if, let's say there wasn't enough space and you were there. Now the shayla is this considered a davar kavua or is this considered a davar arai? So there's a machlekes amongst the bizmanenu. If you're the Silliman from Bnei Brak, he holds that. No, it's not a davar kavua. The only time you find is that if you do a kvias, I put something in your chatzar, which is a kvias, which is staying there. In fact, you do it for 7 days a year, it's not going to give you a chazaka that I go ahead and show you. And then letting you do it, and therefore he says there would not be any chazaka, and you would not be able to do it. Mashiach Erev Tali Nuspam, Zan Lechemvil, Zechasalak Evracha, they both held that if the guy built 2 years in a row, 1 year is not a raya, but 2 years in a row, that shows some level of chazaka. The guy built it for a couple years in a row, and that would yes be considered a chazaka, and you would not be able to go ahead and be moicha.
So every year you should be moicha?
What do you say?
Every year when you have space, and you know the...
No, if you have space, there's no reason to be moicha.
No, because then you can be moicha for the future years. You know there's some of how it works is, in a few years from now, they're not
going to... No, that's the point. If there's room for everybody, there's no reason to be moicha, so then it's not a chazaka. Chazaka is only if I could be moicha. I can't stop you from living here over here. Why? Let's say this is I can't say you can't build over here. You can build over here. You build over here. Build over here. There's no way to make a machal. So therefore, you don't have to. The only side where it comes up in the gay is that now there's not enough space for everybody. So now the question is, what are you going to go ahead and do? So is that considered a shimush kavua? So therefore, the mice of the day. Now. What do you say? Says miyad. The question is, what the miyad is. Now, the third case, let's say a guy goes ahead and puts down a floor. He puts in a balatut, a flooring in the chatzar. So then what's going to be the halacha? Therefore, that for sure is considered, that's a kavias, that's a mice, and therefore, unless the guy screams right away, then that would, yes, be considered a chazaka. Parking spots, right? So there's enough parking spots for everybody, so then it's not going to be a chazaka, because you're no right, because that couldn't be a mecha. Let's say, no, it's the case of mentioned before. One person mecha is enough. In the case we mentioned before, my building. Originally, there were 5 parking spots, no one used it, only 2 cars. Now, all of a sudden, there are 10 people who have cars. So what do we do now? So the guy says, I've been at this parking spot before you were born, or whatever. And the shah says, who's right? There's no reason to be mecha. Therefore, he would not have a chazaka, and therefore, he doesn't have right to the parking spots. Now, what do you do now? There are 10 people with 5 cars. With 5 parking spots. So you know, the other places, they have to do one or two things. Either one guy has to buy a parking spot off the other guy, and they have to buy it off, or you just switch off weeks. 1 week you're in, 1 week I'm in, 1 week one guy parks on the street, and you'd have to go ahead and switch off weeks in order to in order to do it. Okay, let's talk about smoking a second. So the Gemara speaks about smoke, whether smoke is considered a chazaka. The Gemara says that there's certain things that Ches Tashmishin works. The 4 things it doesn't even work. If it's smoke, Pesakise, things have a terrible smell, and something which a person can be disabled. Even if you have a chazaka, you can go ahead and say, thought I could handle it, but now I can't go ahead and handle it. So bad sign, if a guy is like a chain smoker, he's smoking all the time, even if the guy's been doing it for years, the guy can't come along and say, you're a Michael, because smoke is one of the things which you're asking that I thought I could be disabled, and now I can't go ahead and be disabled, and if you can always change your mind in terms of saying that you don't let the guy go ahead and smoke. The shag is the more difficult is, it says only if it's a tadr. What's called tadr? How often? Once or twice a week, once or twice a day, like said tadr. Ashen shama, which is a problem, dafka tadr, if it's all the time, I think if it's not tadr, then maybe there would be a chazaka, but I could always tell you not to do it. Whereas the guy smokes once or twice a day, I can tell him not to do it. If I don't make a bacha, then maybe I have a chazaka, but a smoking was considered, then it's going to be okay. So in terms of smoking in an area, in a place where it's going to bother your friend, if he makes a macha, and he says, I don't want you smoking on the porch, then he definitely have a right to go ahead and make a macha, and he wouldn't be able to go ahead and smoke. The Shevili writes, Jew has poshut a bar, person not allowed to smoke in the public area because it bothers people, and poshut he can't do it. Listen, Kress on the hand, it was because himself did smoke, and he put up a sign in the building that I'm going to smoke, but if it bothers anybody, please tell me. That's a shout out. They want to bother him because we're missing, how that plays out. I don't think the 22-year-old, Okay, that's a different discussion about smoking. I swear about it other times, whether that's...
Well, let's say that it's Ishtal to that. Let's say, this is Shiva, you've got to smoke in the front. And the guy comes in, the little guy can say, well, my sister is me. I'm like, no, you're coming to a place where it's Ishtal to back, and this smoke comes. It's a rabbi. There's a rabbi outside, Shiva, you've got to smoke. And this guy says, no, Ishtal to me.
He says it stirs you, right?
Nice, it's been a vegetable, but here, if you want, you can smoke out of here.
Whose rule is it? The Rashiva's rule?
No, it's been a vegetable. It says it's been here for the past year.
If it's a Rashiva's rule, so then Rashiva owns the Yeshiva, and whatever, MLSL. But if it's not the Rashiva's rule, so then, then you wouldn't be able to do it. Now, another comment that comes with this Kishkinim is that a pipe bursts and it goes down to the neighbor. Like a friend of mine told me that, it's like going to like his neighborhood rabbi and said, like, oh, like, you know, my guy's pipe burst and ruined all my clothes, ruined everything. So he said that you're probably better off not asking me. Because the luck is like this. The guy's pipe burst. So the luck is, batsam, it is. What's the tzadim chayim to start that? It'll be mama namazik. That'll be tzadim chayim, it'll be mama namazik. Bidera klaus, mama namazik bainus. Bainus kamar, a person's butter. So the guy, you don't know the guy couldn't have known that the pipe's gonna burst, and therefore that's all the hezek which happens from a burst pipe. That's is one massive bonus, and that's when the guy is going to be potter. The shayla starts is once that you know you have a leaking pipe, are you allowed to go ahead and use your water until you get it fixed? So the other luck is that if you know you have a leaking pipe, so then it's gonna be awesome to go ahead and use it the water till you get it fixed, because then you'd be massive the person. And you know about it, and it's a problem. But if a pipe just burst and the guy didn't know about it, then it's moment of mazik bainus, and the guy's going to be potter. Yeah. So in terms of A guy once told me his brother, he built, he's like building up, and the guy's have a beautiful view of the mountain. And he blocked the guy's view. And I think it's brother, it must be his brother built illegally. So he had to pay the guy $50,000 for blocking his view. So the question is, in terms of halacha, what's halacha in terms of blocking somebody's view, in terms of blocking somebody's light? How do we look at that or not? So the second Bava Basin in Leakra says that it depends. If you're building connect with somebody, you have to move away 4 amas in order that you shouldn't block the guy's light. If it's connected, it's 4 amas. And if you're on the side, you're not connected in, you just have to be makre ketefach. And if you're makre ketefach, then it's going to be okay. The poison do say that this matters that we have to do a little bit more because I'll be choke after move away, maybe they can move 8 meters, I think, away. 6 to 8 meters, that's really the. It's a little bit more than 4 amas, I mean, 6 to 8 meters. But we don't find anywhere in Chazal that there's any yachas that blocking a view is considered hezek. And therefore, if you're blocking a guy's view, even a guy has a nice, beautiful view of the mountain, and a guy goes and builds up, it would not be considered hezek. We're saying in light, we do find. And over there, you have to be marchik for tvachim.
I mean, even nowadays?
What?
Even nowadays?
They're what?
Do you have lots of lights?
For what?
So
no, but sunlight is a whole different type of thing. It's nice, kashmak,
airy.
What? What are you
saying?
Okay, but I'm not going to spend money on electricity if I can have, I can have light.
Then it exists.
Well, Dalam is very little. Dalam is like, what, 6 feet, 8 feet the most. This, you know, the minig is more to do pichuk, I think it move away, connected like 6 meters, but on the side, they're not really so machic. I have like building like a mamash next to the guy's window, I'm saying. And as long as whatever, then that's okay.
It doesn't make the price of the viewer go down.
So that also we don't find. We find is a yachas towards light.
I'm saying in the market, the price of the viewer will go down now.
But my so the way things work is that it's aldas, also the government, you know, as your whole view is aldas, the chukim. And being that the guy would have a schus to build, so the mice and bezin, they would not stop you.
Also, for building a view, you also have to have listen to the law to build bimachik.
What?
So you need to listen to the law of bimachik.
They would do it, kipshit, they would do it, they make machik, yeah, they make 6 hours. 6 meters, yeah. And they probably make a guy that might make 6 meters. What else comes up? Chalalim come up. I guess more like a lot of times they build, they build like in Rosh Lomo or in Gibbet Zev, they build against the mountain. And a lot of areas which are just like the empty space. The question is, can you just go ahead and knock it down and take it? Or if the whole building owns it, or you own it. And there's Mukubah, basically. If you're the only person who could get to something, no one else could go ahead and use it. The only way you could get it is. It's through your building, you know, most, but you didn't say that person would have a right to.
If they build a project, a few buildings together with less than 4 hours.
So then, no, that's okay, then you wouldn't be able to, if that's the build the task.
Is a mecha thought?
What, can you tell the Kablan that, if the Mimamish has a, you didn't see the, well, it depends, usually there are floor plans, so if it wasn't in the floor plans, then it's a problem. If it wasn't in the floor plans, you just didn't notice it, and I don't know, maybe the mice of that would be. Okay, stop it.